Okay, we're ready to get started. The recording is going and we are on. All right, I just had to make sure it was recording. So welcome everyone. This is Marian Buck-Murray and I'm a certified EFT practitioner in case you don't know me. And today we're going to be talking about 4 steps to stop self-sabotage and ignite your success. I can't forget that part. And before we start, just a little bit of housekeeping. If you're on the phone and you have a question or a comment, you can press *2 to raise your virtual hand. Everyone is on mute right now, and I will pause every now and then just to see if there are any questions. If you're on the webcast, you can type in your question, and I will be looking at that as well every now and then. And it's helpful if you have a pen and paper handy because you might want to take notes. There's a lot of information that I will be sharing today. And so, just listen as you want to listen. Take it in as you is best for you. And if you want to take notes, take notes. But I will also be giving you the replay so you can listen to the replay. All right, so let's get started. As I mentioned, I'm a certified EFT practitioner, and one of the reasons I got into EFT tapping is because it helped me so much in releasing a lot of fear that I have and helping me to release a lot of limiting blocks that seem to really follow me wherever I went. And I'm doing this today because I know all about self-sabotage. I have been dealing with it for a long time. And that's one of the reasons why I actually specialize now in helping solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, and creative professionals clear the blocks, the self-sabotage, you know, everything that's holding them back in order to boost courage, confidence, and success. Because I believe that within each and every one of us is a creative genius, ready and willing and eager to shine. But unfortunately, this inner brilliance gets hidden and neglected beneath piles of self-doubt, fear, and negative self-talk. And all of this fear and self-doubt leads to self-sabotage when it comes to going for our dreams. So that's why today I'm going to show you 4 steps to stop self-sabotage and ignite your success. And what do I mean when I say self-sabotage? You probably have your own ideas about what it means, certainly. What I mean are all the ways you stop yourself from shining in your business. So, do you procrastinate? Do you spend too much time on social media? Do you give up before you finish a project? Do you ever neglect opportunities for business growth or shy away from publicity or stifle your voice? It's important to get really clear on the ways in which your sabotage shows up in your life. And it's this awareness which will help you begin to change your habits. So right now, to start off, write down some of the ways in which you're sabotaging your success. You can just write down a few ways, and we're going to use this list in a little bit. Okay, so whatever ways that you can think of that you know, where you're in control and you're making a decision to do something that's going to get in the way of your success. Okay, so now before we get into the 4 steps, I'd like to tell you a little bit about my story, my own experience, so you'll understand where I'm coming from. And like I said, I know all about self-sabotage. I'm guilty of it all. Procrastination, neglecting my marketing activities, losing myself in social media instead of doing my work, silencing myself even when I was dying to speak up, giving up on opportunities, and canceling events because I was afraid no one would come. And so I suffered through a lot of self-blame and criticism before I finally realized that my ongoing self-sabotage was directly related to my enormous fear of shining. And I was afraid to shine in my business. I really was. I still have fear. And this fear was due in large part from my experience with my suicidal sister when I was a teen. And her name was Charlotte. And because Charlotte felt so badly about herself, I believed that it was wrong for me to shine. I mean, nobody told me that. It's what I believed. I didn't want to hurt her. So I went from being an amazingly bright, creative child to a shut-down teen with little to say, very little to say. And Charlotte eventually took her life. And the trauma of this enormous trauma, made a huge impact on my life, of course. And I ended up getting very sick. And thankfully, through the years, through the decades, and with the help of many gifted healers, I've healed. However, despite my healing, my fear of shining was still enormous. And it was because of this fear that I continually sabotaged myself. So one of the most important things you can do to stop self-sabotage is to manage your fear. And truthfully, fear is one of the biggest reasons we self-sabotage. Sometimes it doesn't matter how determined you are to make progress. If you have underlying fear, many times unconscious fear, it will be very difficult to do what it takes to make the progress you desire. It's really important to understand what fear does to your brain. The amygdala, which is part of the limbic part of your brain, is your brain's smoke detector. And it's a good smoke detector. And sometimes it's very, very, very sensitive, depending upon what you've been through in your life. And when the amygdala senses danger, it will send the body into a fight, flight, or freeze response. Your body's reaction to this depends on the degree of the perceived danger. And the higher the perceived danger, the higher the degree of the fight, flight, or freeze. And this response is immediate. It's unconscious. And it's biological. It bypasses the logical thinking brain. So in other words, before you have time to think logically about your perceived threat, your body mind will have already experienced the threat. So your brain doesn't have a chance. I mean, that the thinking part of your brain. If that fear is really big, the thinking part of your brain is disabled in that moment. And it's this mechanism which contributes to self-sabotage. So, because when you're in fear, feeling frozen, or ready to flee, it can feel impossible to get your work done. And in addition, the hormone cortisol is released when you're triggered by fear. Cortisol is a wonderful hormone, but when it's in overdrive, it will trigger the loss of blood from the thinking part of your brain. So this means that you won't be able to think clearly or effectively. So the first step in stopping self-sabotage is to clear your fear. And in order to clear your fear, you have to get clear about the fear that's getting in your way. Fear is really good at hiding deep down within our subconscious, and it's important to bring it to light. So right now, take a look at the ways in which you're self-sabotaging, which we wrote down at the beginning of the call. If you just came on the call, you can just imagine right now or write down some of the ways that you know that you're getting in your way with actions of self-sabotage, whether it's neglecting your work, procrastinating, avoiding promotion, self-promotion, so on and so forth. And now, take a look at all the ways in which you're self-sabotaging. And what are you afraid of? For example, if you procrastinate with your website, what scares you about putting it up? What scares you about being out there where everybody can see you? If you're neglecting your emails, what scares you about answering them? If you have time for everything but your creative work, what scares you about getting down to work? Maybe it's a fear that you'll fail or that you won't get anything done, that there's nothing for you to, you know, that you have no creativity or that it won't be good enough. And so, you know, there are many, many reasons why we're afraid. And these reasons are really individual to who we are and what we've been through. So in the email that you receive, there are instructions for using EFT tapping. And because you're on this call, I will be sending you a link with a short tapping audio to help you clear your fear. And I recommend that you use this audio for each fear on your list. So right now, though, I'd like to tell you about a couple of points that you can use right away in the moment for lowering cortisol and reducing fear. And these are really good points to use when you're in public, if you don't feel like going through all the tapping points when you're in public. These two points are really good, and they're both very powerful. So the first point is the karate chop point. And the karate chop point is, you know, if you find the bottom of your pinky and that fleshy part of your hand right to the top of your wrist, right there, if you tap with your dominant hand on your other hand, just tapping there, while breathing deeply, you can close your eyes if you want, tapping there, breathing deeply, while you're thinking about or while you're feeling something that scares you, the fear about something that scares you. Just doing that tapping is enough to help reduce some of the fear. And this is what's really important. Sometimes we don't have to get rid of all the fear. It's enough just to bring it down a little and a little bit more, because your body will respond to that. Your body will get to a place where you feel like, okay, I couldn't manage the fear when it was really high, but when the fear is here, it feels better. So tapping on your karate chop point will help you to reduce your fear enough so that you can begin to feel more comfortable. And the other point is your collarbone point. So to find your collarbone point, just put your finger in the notch in the middle, right below your chin, and the notch that's, at the bottom of your neck, and slide your fingers over on top of your collarbone about an inch on either side and then down. And right there, you'll find two soft spots on either side. And tapping on those spots, it's a very powerful point for reducing feelings of overwhelm. So, when you're feeling overwhelmed, it's hard to do your best work. And it can feel like there's just so much going on, or there's so much to worry about that you can't possibly focus. So by tapping on your collarbone point, breathing deeply in and out, slowly, you can begin to release that feeling of overwhelm. So those two points are very powerful for helping you reduce fear and overwhelm. And I will be sending you a short audio to help you once you're off this call and you're doing your work on your own. Okay, so on to step number two. So step number two, to stop self-sabotage, you must, absolutely must, override negative mind chatter. And, the thing about negative mind chatter is that it can easily throw you into a tailspin of negative emotion and vibration. And the more you engage with your mind chatter, the bigger it gets. It can morph from a single thought into an entire story about, anything from your financial failings to your lack of creativity or what will happen if you don't succeed. And so first off, it's important to know that these stories are not true. They're not true because they have not happened yet. Mind chatter takes you out of the power of the present moment and into the anxiety of a false future. And for many of you, mind chatter will complicate your life with a million to-dos with never enough time, right? So much to do and never enough time. I hear it over and over and over again. And so one thing to really understand is that when your brain is busy with mind chatter, you're using your beta brain waves. And when your brain is busy with beta brain activity, you will feel stressed and you will be unable to tap into your deeper creativity. So it's crucial to step out of your busy beta brain and into a deeper alpha level in order to get your best work done. And I'll show you how. But before I show you how, first write down some of the things your brain chatter tells you and how it distracts you. And so this will help you become aware so that when it happens, because it will happen, if you're aware, you can take a step, an action, to step out of the mind chatter loop. So I'll give you a couple moments to just write down a few things that you typically hear. It could be you don't have enough time, you'll never get this done, you're not good enough, whatever it's telling you. Write a few things down right now. Okay. So now on to overriding your negative mind chatter. And besides EFT tapping, one of the best ways I know how to step out of mind chatter is using the heart breath. So the heart breath is a way of breathing through your heart. It's, you know, well, that might sound strange. If you're not familiar with the heart breath, you're not actually obviously breathing through your heart. You're imagining that you're breathing through your heart. And it's a process that actually helps to calm both your heart and your mind. And your heart is far more powerful than your brain. So by using the heart breath, you can help yourself drop into a more creative, focused alpha state. And so right now, I'm going to guide you through a very brief heart breath meditation. So get comfortable. And if you're driving, don't do this. Listen after, you know, you can listen to this, but this is something that you want to do when you're safe and comfortable outside of a call. Okay, so get comfortable and take a deep breath and then another one. Close your eyes. And breathe deeply and slowly. And now, as you're breathing deeply and slowly, bring your breath into your heart. And imagine that you're breathing in and out of your heart. Nice and deep and slow. And as you're breathing through your heart, just notice how your heart expands with heart energy. And allow this heart energy, this breath from your heart, this light from your heart, to begin to fill the rest of your body so that there's heart energy, glistening heart energy, filling your cells, your organs, your bones, from the top of your head down to your feet. You're filled with heart energy. And now bring this heart energy further, and so that it's radiating outside of your body, forming a field around you. And stand in this field of heart energy. And in this place of heart energy, just notice the support, the love that surrounds you. And this is a place where you can ask any questions. You can come here and ask your heart for information that you need. And now take some more deep breaths. And come back into your body. The field of heart energy is still around you. And with another very deep breath, come back into your heart. And notice the fullness of your heart. And take another breath. And another. Feeling centered and strong. And when you're ready, open your eyes. That breath always does something to me. I can always feel the heart energy afterwards. And it's a really, really nice feeling. And this breath is what will take you right out of that busy mind. And it will help your brain actually perform more effectively. Because when your brain feels, you know, your heart will entrain your brain. And when your brain is calm, you can think more effectively. When you're in that deeper alpha state, that deeper brainwave state, you can be more creative, more intuitive, more focused. You can remember more. So use the heart breath and see how it works for you. It's a really beautiful thing. Okay. So now after the heart breath, we're on to step three of stopping self-sabotage. And here is something that happens, I think, to a lot of people a lot of the time, and you don't really necessarily know what's going on. But it's, first of all, it's not being clear about what you want. And the way that it shows up, if you're not clear about what you want, is that you will feel like you're not in alignment, or that your heart and your brain are going in different directions. You know, a lot of times we do things because other people want us to do it, or because we think we should, because, you know, somebody does it, and, you know, we look around at society, and so we decide what we should do, or because we've been taught to do something a certain way. But no matter what, if we're not doing what we want to do in the way that's best for us, we will be out of alignment and much more vulnerable to self-sabotage. Because if you're trying to do something that you don't want to do, even, you know, okay, maybe you think you should do it, but you don't really want to do it, and, you know, chances are you're gonna avoid it, or you're not going to do as good a job as you could if you're really in alignment with the actions that you're taking. And this can be tricky sometimes, because you might think that you're doing the right thing to boost your business, and it might be the right thing for someone else, but it might not be the right thing for you. And so getting clear is really crucial to begin to gain the power, the creative power that's there for you, when you're really in alignment with your gifts, your strengths, your desires. And so here are a few techniques that you can use to test if a creative decision or a choice or a business decision is in alignment with your heart. You can do this all the time. On a regular basis, I use these techniques all the time. And so the first one is muscle testing. And there are many ways to do muscle testing. The way that I'm going to tell you how to do it is a very easy way of just taking the index, your index fingers and thumbs from both hands and linking them together to form a figure eight. And as you have your fingers linked together, you can ask yourself a yes question and pull. So ask a yes question and pull. So a question that you know the answer is yes. And then test it with a no question. So ask yourself a question where you know the answer will be no. And then pull. And so typically what happens is that with a yes question, your fingers should stay strong, and it will be very hard, if not impossible, to pull them apart. When you ask yourself a no question, it will be much easier to pull your fingers apart. And so this is how I sometimes test for purchasing a product that might help me with my business, or sending an email, you know, where I think it's ready and it's like, and I'll just confirm with myself, is this really in alignment with what I want to do? Is it the right thing? And I'll test. And I listen to it. Because if I get a no and I get a yes, and part of me doesn't want to follow that, you know, it's my heart, my intuition that's saying yes or no. My brain might think something different. And so and the way to get really good at this and to really trust it is to try it on things that aren't really critical and see what happens and begin to follow the direction from this test and see what happens. Another technique is to is the stand and sway technique. And so this is a technique where you actually stand up and stand straight with your feet on the ground, your arms by your side, and you ask again a yes question and a no question. And the yes question will actually bring you forward, well, typically forward. The no question will typically push you backwards. And it's funny because you can do this with things that are obvious no's and obvious yeses. And I literally almost have fallen over because of the power of my intuition to answer the question. and so try it out. It's really amazing how this works. And again, this is something that you can use to see if you're in alignment with the decisions that you're making on a daily basis when it comes to your business life, your creative life, you know, any part of your life, any part of your life. It's a really good way to help you feel clear about the decisions that you're making. And the last way that I'm going to suggest is to use your heart. So use your heart to really help you with creative clarity. And the heart breath, of course, is one way that you can do this. So just by doing that breath, you get into a space where you have more access to images and creativity and different ideas and clarity. So the more time you spend in energy like that, the more access you will have to your creativity and really to the clarity that you need in order to stay in alignment with who you are and how you're meant to express yourself in the world. And with the heart breath, of course, you can always ask a question and allow your intuition to answer the question when the answer's ready. Sometimes it won't come when you're in the heart breath itself. It will come later. So be open to allowing. Okay. So I'm just checking. Okay. No questions. If anybody has any questions, if you're on the phone, you can press star 2. If you're on the webcast, you can type in a question and I will look at it at some point. Okay, so on to step 4. I'm going to show you or talk about the best way to increase your productivity, activate your creative flow, and ignite your success. And so actually what I'm going to do is I'm going to help you show you 6 ways that you can help yourself. And, you know, for me, because I'm so prone to self-sabotage, it's really, really crucial to set myself up for success. And so that's why I'm giving you 6 different suggestions, so that you can use what works for you, or maybe all of them, right? Because when you're prone to self-sabotage, you know, we need helpers along the way. And this is, these are, you know, these techniques are some of the best ways that you can help yourself. So the first thing that I'm going to recommend is meditation. And I'm, this is something that you can start your day off with. Even 5 minutes is enough to really help you get into a place where you are in your flow. You know, waking up and looking at your phone or email or even just getting into reading the newspaper, that is not conducive to creativity or creative flow or productivity because it's very, very easy to get distracted. And so to start your day just even with 5 minutes of meditation and allowing that to grow to maybe 10 minutes, 20 minutes, a half hour, whatever feels really good for you, it's something that you can start your day with regularly. I know that if I don't have my meditation, something about me feels off. I also write after my meditation, so that's something that you can include as well. Just to do a little brain dump or a little writing about what you're grateful for. And the next thing is each morning, take a few minutes to tap on your self-doubts, fears, worries, etc. The audio that I'm going to send you is something that you can use to do this. And this is something I do with my husband. So when we're at the breakfast table, you know, I'll just say, okay, can we do our 5 minutes now? And we'll sit there and just talk a little bit about what's going on for each of us because we each work at home. And then we'll tap on whatever we're feeling. And it's very, very helpful to get into a really good state of mind. And so you can keep a list of the things that typically get in your way or that worry you and just have a list that every morning you can tap on it, either by yourself or with someone else. Okay, now, next, before you start working, take a few moments, maybe a couple minutes, to visualize how you want to feel, what you want to accomplish, and why you're doing it. Visualize the experience you want as you work on your project. I know that for me, sometimes I can look at something and say, oh, that's going to be really hard, or oh, I don't want to do that, right? And then that will just make me want to avoid it. And so, you know, I started this technique actually when I first started teaching workshops and I was nervous about it. And I would begin to visualize, you know, in the elevator on the way up to the workshop, I would visualize, you know, a friendly audience or, you know, I'd visualize myself doing really well and it worked. And so you can do this with your daily work. You can visualize yourself easing through your creative projects and those phone calls that you have to make and having it feel good and feeling that sense of accomplishment when you get things done and you check them off your list. I mean, that feels really good. So visualization is a very good tool to use before you get to work so that you can set the stage for your creativity to really flow. Okay, now next, when you're at work, make sure that you clear all distractions. You know, you've probably heard this many times before, but I'm going to repeat it. Clear your distractions, including social media, phone, everything noise. You can set away time where you don't have to listen to any of that, and you are going to get more work done. All right, now to tap into your productivity, keep an ongoing list of small tasks that you can get done quickly. So, you know, I have a list on my laptop just of things that I can get done very quickly on a regular basis. And you know, it's not that I always start with that, but it's a good, a really, really good way to get myself going if I'm feeling in the mood to sabotage, you know, to maybe do something that's not work-related that I will regret later. And so having a list of things that you can just jump right into and bang out, that will actually help to build your momentum. And this momentum is what will motivate you to keep going. All right. And that's really important. And it's something that you can use any time of the day. So if you feel like you're lagging, if you feel like you're about to dive into, you know, social media or, and God knows, you know, right now during this election season in the U.S., it's really, really hard not to get distracted. So you have to keep at it. You have to be vigilant. Okay, now lastly, I'm giving you six different ways here. The most important thing that you can do in order to increase your productivity, activate your creative flow, and ignite your success, you know, meaning that you're accomplishing, you're getting done the things that you're really dreaming about, is to stay with whatever you're working on. Okay, so assuming you're in alignment with what you're working on, stay with it. And it can feel really hard to keep going when you're not sure about your results, or things don't feel like they're coming together, or when things feel really tough. But that's the time when you stay with it, where the creativity really, really comes in. It's about getting out of your head and allowing the process to work with you. And you can only do that when you show up and you stay. And so a good example would be writing. You know, so with writing, you can think about it beforehand. You can have your ideas. You can do your outline. All of that. That's a very head-based, you know, brain-based activity. But when it comes to the real inspiration, the real writing, you got to get out of your head and allow the flow. And so when you stay with it and you just write whatever it is, or you just keep plugging along and doing it, eventually what happens is that it does all come together, especially if you have the intention for it to come together. So I recently was putting together a project that, well, it's actually almost ready. Beta testing is going to be ready very soon. With a, it's called the Tap Into Courage audio kit for entrepreneurs and solopreneurs and creative professionals. And what it is a series of tapping audios that help to clear the common blocks that we all face. And I had this idea, a very creative idea. And then when I got to it, I'm like, oh, wow, I think maybe I bit off more than I can chew. This is a big idea. But then, you know, I was so determined to do this that I really just got out of my way. And I thought, you know what, this will come together. This will come together. And if I just keep showing up and writing, even if what I'm writing isn't the exact perfect way that I want it, at least I'm doing it. And then the creative process, that's where it steps in. Because I might write something, but then creativity steps in and says, no, change this word this way, or get rid of that sentence, or, you know, do this, do that. And that's not me. It's spirit working through me, showing me how to do my work. And that's a really, really wonderful feeling when that happens, because it's like you take yourself off the hook, in the sense that it's not all on you. There are, you know, there's ways that you can help yourself tap into something much larger than yourself to help you get your work done and to help you really tap into those creative projects that you want to express and put out there. So, you know, allow the creative process to work with you. Move out of your head into your flow. And it will happen if you allow it. Just show up and you will see. You really will. So right now, I've shown you 4 steps to stop self-sabotage. You know, so clear your fear. Override negative mind chatter. Access clarity, the clarity that's coming from your heart and your intuition. And then ways to increase your productivity and activate your creative flow. And that's a lot. It's a lot of information. And imagine what your business, what your creative life would be like if you truly stopped sabotaging your success. What would happen for you? What would change and how would you feel? And how close are you to that right now? So if you're on the call today, maybe you're struggling with a pattern of self-sabotage and you're not getting things done, or you're not going through for the opportunities that are truly meant for you, or maybe you find that you keep yourself extra, extra busy with everything except expanding your creative ideas. Maybe you're stuck and you can't find the clarity you need to move forward. And of course, the techniques that I've shared with you today are powerful. And the beauty of what I've shared today is that you can get started immediately to take control of your progress towards your dreams. And that might be enough. It really might be enough. But sometimes the patterns of self-sabotage are very hard to unravel by yourself. And so that's why I'd like to offer you the opportunity to speak with me so that we can discuss the blocks that are keeping you from succeeding in your business. Together, we can look at your most persistent patterns and talk about how to break through them. And I can share with you my systems for helping you unleash your creative genius. So you can schedule your complimentary session with me by clicking on You can click on the button on the screen for the Creative Genius call. All right. And if you don't see that, if you're not looking at the screen, if you're on the phone, whatever, don't worry, because I will be sending this link out in an email along with a replay. And so that's all for today. Remember, you've got brilliance that's waiting to shine. And when you tap away your fears and tap into your creative flow, everything changes. I'm Marion Buck-Murray. Goodbye for now.